W2JKT Mobile.
4ZEW Mobile, afternoon.
Here is Eric. I didn't quite catch your call sign, but how's it going today?
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. Ben, as in Benjamin. That is Simpson Zill. Busy timeline, wait to pick up my daughter. Doing well.
Then just left the office and headed up 85 to get home a little early. There's a really bad accident on 85 North just south of my plant. So fortunately I didn't get caught in it, but I just hope everybody's okay down there because they've got, I just saw two fire trucks go southbound on the northbound side at exit 27. So it must be bad. They've got it closed down there. So yeah, hopefully they're all right. But other than that, pretty good day today.
Southbound on the northbound for the emergency vehicle. This has got to be bad. Yeah, I've got the fifth grade father-daughter dance today, so pick it up early so we can get everything ready for tonight.
I've got a son in third grade. I don't know if they're having dances yet, but I'm sure they will at some point. But yeah, fine business. That should sound like it'll be a fun time for you guys.
School does daddy-daughter dance and mother-son dance, but they don't do a father-son or a mother-daughter. So I don't know the logistics of those.
So probably not a whole lot of demand for those other combinations. But yeah, well, I'm glad you're getting to do that, and I hope you have a good time with it. Yeah, I've got about another 60 miles or so on 85 before my exit, so I'll be around for a little bit this afternoon.
We're headed northbound or southbound? Oh, you headed to Gaffney or Gastonia or something?
So a little west of Gastonia, but yeah, I usually pick up 85 and take it up to exit 96 and then 18 up into Shelby.
And not just from the handset. I used to work for Duke Energy, and there's an operations center up there, and there's also an auxiliary natural gas backup turbine plant there. Not the one at Kings Mountain. That's an independent one, but Duke has one near Shelby.
Boiling Springs off of, I believe it's either, it's not 150, it's the next one west over of the road, but I've driven by that plant many times taking alternative routes to get home when 85 North has been backed up.
Up to Charlotte, I don't know, I guess it was November to go see Iron Maiden with my older daughter, and it seems like they got a lot of the construction done, but there's still a little bit to go.
Side is pretty much done. The southbound side, they've still got a little work between exit 92 and maybe exit 100 or something, but it's very, very close to being finished. I think they probably just need a couple more months to tidy up some loose ends.
Good to hear. That Gaffney section was terrible for a while. I mean, scary terrible.
Better now. I mean, it's still not perfect, and you know, the southbound side still has some work to do, but they've got the speed limit back up to 65 on the northbound side all the way, so that definitely helps, and they're up to the full three lanes now, so that helps on top of it all, just, you know, kind of cut down on the commute time home.
EW, yeah, coming. I remember going to Charlotte for that concert, and it was a breeze getting up there in the afternoon. We came back like 11, 12 o'clock at night, hit four traffic jams southbound at like, you know, between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. It was insane.
Probably doing those random, well, maybe not so random, but the rolling road closures. And they still do them a little bit on the southbound side, but, you know, the state troopers will just slow traffic down to a crawl to give the construction workers time to move equipment or put down cones or take up cones or whatever it is they're doing that's really high risk.
Sure, it was a Wednesday, so I suppose they were not expecting a lot of traffic. But, yeah, by traffic jam, I mean it was full stop four times between Charlotte and Greenville. Wild.
I think the my XYL and We went to Charlotte Spectrum Center for a concert last January to see Tool, and it was the same thing. It was on a weeknight, and we got out at like 11 o'clock, and even just getting out of Charlotte to go back west to Shelby, it was kind of a mess, but we didn't have to go through the construction, thankfully.
Probably were able to split off on 74 and go to Shelby.
But, getting out of City Charlotte, after a concert lets out, I think they might have had some other things going on that night, too. The traffic getting out of Charlotte was pretty bad.
Downtown Charlotte, I'm going to use that rail system, kind of park on the outskirts, because I saw that for the first time, and I was really impressed. And I've got some friends up there, and they're like, why are you going downtown and paying for parking and just playing with all the mess? They're like, use the light rail. And I'm like, what light rail? And so I checked it out, Link, maybe. And I'm definitely going to use that next time I go to Spectrum Center.
If you're using the light rail, you should get off at the 7th Street Market station and grab some pizza at Gino D's at the 7th Street Market. It's probably some of the better pizza I've had since moving from New York. They do a good job, and it's not exactly like I remember from New York, but it is definitely pretty close, and some of the better pizza you'll find in Charlotte. One of the things that I've missed about moving down here is the lack of good pizza.
I've had city pizza, and there's nothing like it. We've got one or two places here. Simpsonville, we have a place named Anthony's. It's really good. And then if you're north of Greenville, a place called Tito's Pizza, T-I-T-O. Those are the good places. And I think there's another one in Simpsonville in town. It used to be called Brooklyn's, but they might have renamed it. They're excellent as well.
I'll have to check those out sometime, but I basically ended up just learning how to make New York pizza myself. Now we bought ourselves one of those little Uni gas fire pizza ovens that can get to 700-800 degrees, and so we've been doing both Neapolitan and New York style pizza at home, and it's been coming out pretty good. So certainly in Shelby, there's no good pizza to be had unless you make it yourself. So it was kind of born out of necessity.
Sure, about east of town and the Spartanburg Duncan area might have something, but I'm not real familiar with it. And we do have a Buffalo joint here in town called Moretti's, and he's from Buffalo, New York. So he has Buffalo wings.
Find out here.
W4RYA.
W4RY, go ahead.
Guys, heard you in there and wanted to throw some sense in on I-85. I'm up here in Gaffney myself, and we've almost got all of the Cherokee County area done. For some reason, though, Blacksburg, South Carolina, seems to have gotten their act together, and we've got all three lanes on both sides. But as soon as you get into Gaffney, it's like Gaffney can't just get it together. It's so weird. But, yeah, if you go through Gaffney, you still find areas where you've only got two lanes of traffic.
Yeah, I think between exit 96 and 92, at least, I get on in my morning commute at exit 96 southbound, and it's finally finished just as you get past exit 90 southbound, it opens up to three lanes, or maybe just before exit 90.
Me working in the cable industry, it is a tough job getting on 85, so I have to avoid it at all costs. So I try to. But anytime I need to get from Gaffney to Tryon or Columbus, man, it's an hour and a half sometimes, and that's to avoid the interstate.
I was here in Greenville and saw the pre-BMW Greenville, and I'm kind of thankful that I have a remote job and work from home. I don't get to have office buddies, which I miss, but I don't miss commuting around here, especially not over the past 10 years.
Copy that. Well, I'll let you two guys get back together. I just caught that part of the conversation and wanted to jump in there and say hello to you. Name's Ryan. I haven't been on the ham in a while, and just wanted to jump in here and say good evening to, or good afternoon to both of you guys. I've got to get ready for work myself, but it's nice to hear you guys in there. W4RYA is my call sign out of Gaffney, and when you hear us in here, be sure to say a big howdy to us. Thinking about getting back into the hobby. I hope you guys have a great day today, and stay safe out there. W4RYA, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Thanks for jumping in and saying hello. Name here was Eric, and my call is Whiskey 2 Juliet Kilo Tango. And Ben, I've got a meeting here I need to call into in a little bit, so I'm going to find a place to pull off here and get my laptop open and get dialed in. I figured I'd just try to get a little further north before my last meeting of the day to try to beat some of the traffic. So it's good talking to you as well. I hope you enjoy the daddy-daughter dance at the school, and maybe we'll catch you another afternoon here. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
O4ZEW Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben as in Benjamin. Well, thank you very much. You helped the time go by sitting here in the car line. I think they released at 2:15 and the cars are starting to move. So very grateful for the ride along. We'll catch you on down the line. O4ZEW, clear and monitoring.